This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire Transit is officially offering free rides for kids 18 and under. The policy change was included in the city's 2026 budget and went into effect on January 1st. Katrina Running is the transit manager for Eau Claire Transit. She says some of the main goals of the policy change are to ensure students have transportation options so they can participate in extracurriculars after school and help clear some traffic during pickups and drop-offs.
We wanted to do our part to make sure that everyone had a fair shot of getting to those things. And we also see a big need when it comes to school pickups and drop-offs. We see a lot of people spending a lot of time waiting in the pickup line at various schools, and it holds up traffic, and frankly, there's just better things to do with your day than wait in your car.
Running says Eau Claire Transit provided over 25,000 rides to students in 2025, a 28% increase from the previous year. The agency typically takes in about $20,000 of revenue from K-12 bus passes. While the free rides will affect that revenue, Running says it's a good long-term investment for the community.
If we can cut down on the number of cars that, seniors in high school or juniors are buying, then maybe the high schools don't have to put more money into their parking lots, and less cars on the road prolongs the life of our roads. So really, we see it as a big investment into the community.
The Northern Light Microtransit service is also included in the policy change, with some age restrictions on kids using the rideshare service alone. The pilot program is currently set to end in July, but Running says they're hoping more community members will start using it over the coming months and share their suggestions for improvements. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan will resign from the bench after being found guilty of obstructing federal immigration authorities during an April incident. Dugan was accused of helping a man in her courtroom on misdemeanor battery charges evade capture by immigration authorities waiting outside. Dugan and another judge had questioned the authority of the ICE agents to make the arrest in the courthouse, instructing them to meet with the chief judge to determine how to proceed. In December, Dugan was found guilty of felony obstruction, but not guilty of misdemeanor concealing a wanted person. Dugan announced her resignation in a letter to Governor Tony Evers over the weekend, citing efforts by Republican state lawmakers to impeach and remove her from the bench. In the letter, Dugan said she was the subject of unprecedented federal legal proceedings and reiterated that the case was far from over, but decided that the fate of the court should not rest in a partisan fight in the state legislature. Governor Evers plans to fill the vacancy on the bench as soon as possible. Wisconsin child care centers are facing new questions after the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services threatened to freeze federal funding until states can prove it is being used legitimately. The announcement came in response to allegations of fraud at child care centers in Minnesota, but the freeze would apply to all 50 states. According to the Wisconsin Department of Child and Family Services, a large portion of those federal subsidies go into the Child Care and Development Block Grant Program, which is then used to support the state's child care industry. Inadequate funding for childcare has already been a significant issue in Wisconsin, which would only be exacerbated by a federal funding freeze. In addition to a shortage of childcare workers, centers across the state are struggling to remain open while the price for families skyrockets. The issue also affects the state's overall economy, as families are forced to decide between paying the high cost of childcare or just leaving the workforce. DCFS officials say Wisconsin already has extensive reporting requirements and should be able to comply with any additional federal requirements. The RiverSource Family Center will resume rural outreach programs again thanks to donation funding. According to a press release, the organization will start hosting a series of rural story times in Stanley, Cornell, and Bloomer again after scaling back their programming due to funding cuts last year. Organizations like the United Way of the Greater Chippewa Valley, Mayo Clinic Health System, and the Celebrate Children Foundation were highlighted for making significant donations. Rural story times will begin on January 12th, and a full calendar of events is available on the RiverSource Family Center's social media pages. Chippewa Valley hockey fans will have a chance to support the Dunn County Humane Society at a local high school rivalry game this week. The Menominee High School boys hockey team will host Chippewa Falls on Thursday at the Finetti Ice Arena. Officials are encouraging fans to bring an item to donate to support the animals being cared for at the Humane Society. According to the team's social media pages, the Humane Society is specifically seeking items like pet-safe de-icing salt, pet pill pouches, paper towels, and 13-gallon bags. The Friends of Lake Wissota Park are inviting community members to their upcoming candlelight stroll. The annual event will take place on February 1st from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Organization officials say the candlelight stroll serves as a great opportunity for families to explore the local trail system. There will be two routes for the stroll, one for Nordic skiers and one for snowshoers and pedestrians. Anyone planning to attend will also need vehicle admission to the park, which is $13 with a Wisconsin license plate. A group of Republican state lawmakers have been circulating a proposed bill that would open the roads to driverless vehicles. The legislation would establish an autonomous driving safety board and permitting process for driverless cars, as well as regulations covering accidents and alcohol thresholds for human operators. The lawmakers say their goal is to establish Wisconsin as a competitive state in the autonomous vehicle industry, attracting new investments, creating manufacturing jobs, and improving supply chains. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's hoops, Wisconsin hosts UCLA in another Big Ten matchup tonight in Madison at the Kohl Center. The Badgers with a record of 9-5 coming off that loss to number 5th ranked Purdue. The Bruins are 10-4. A nice win for UW Green Bay. They beat the UWM Panthers 79-76 at the Cress Events Center in Green Bay. Green Bay Phoenix head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Well, we're starting a more offensive-based lineup. Like, I like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down, but we got the right guys taking them, and they did a good job of defending it. It's so much easier than the other way. We were starting more of a defensive group up until the Fort Wayne game. This gives us five scorers. Got five guys. You can pick your poison, right? It makes you look like a really, really good coach when you coach from ahead.
NFL, the Packers holding practice on a short week. They'll face the Bears Saturday night at 7 in Chicago in the wild card round of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is icy out there this morning. It is cloudy. We have fog. Areas of freezing drizzle. A little light snow in spots. And that's going to continue through this morning into this afternoon. We will get into the mid-30s here by later today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. More patchy fog. Could get icy into the low 20s tomorrow. Sunny and warmer. Upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.